when it comes to retirement. What y'all think y'all gonna be doing?
I'm just an old man. I hate spreading wisdom. Hey, youngster. Hey, youngster. I'm trying to lead you to some water you gonna drink.
Retirement sounds like the end. I've been working for the past 60, 70 years. You just want me to just stop?
There ain't enough TV for me to want to stay in the house for 10 years and do nothing besides just do nothing.
I was so happy, and I had the thought of disgust as soon as I like, well, I gotta disgust. Go to work. Like,
you're always gonna be working. Why are we always looking for freedom from the thing that we're currently doing?
I feel like we are very much free, and we tell ourselves that we're not. Get on my motherfucking face.
Please.
Push the goddamn button.
Action.
I saw this video from this guy on Threads. I don't remember his name, but we're going to link it in the description. Where he was like, he is 31. He sold his house and bought an RV and quit his job. And he's just out here being free. He's been parked at the beach. He was eating his cashews. And he was just like, you know what? The life expectancy. Well, actually, I'm going to get into it. So first things first, I had looked up some stuff. All right. I had looked into what the retirement age is in the U.S., right? Because retirement is when you stop working. Typically, people work their whole lives and then they retire. That's when they get their freedom. And he said that the retirement age was 63. I went on Google because I was like, I don't know how old this video is. Let me take a gander and see what I can find. The current retirement age, so that you can get Social Security benefits, is 67 years old. Yeah,
it went up.
It went up, okay? It says it's currently 67 years old for those born in 1960 or later. So I guess if you were born before 1960, then you could retire at 63 because that was the old standard. Yeah. But now, if you were born in 1960 or after, 67 is your year.
I had thought it was 65, but 67 is wild.
Nope, it's 67. But if you were born in 1959, you could retire at 66 in 10 months. See? You get 2 extra months, okay? You retire 2 months early. And early retirement, though, is an option. So if you retire early, you can retire at 62. But your monthly benefit will be permanently reduced. So the amount of the reduction depends on how early they claim benefits relative to their full retirement age. And then there's also delayed retirement. Oh, Lord. Delayed retirement is also an option. If individuals delay claiming benefits past their full retirement age, their monthly benefit will increase up to the age 70. So I guess if you work 3 extra years past the age 67, then your benefits will increase.
I'm not working past. Honestly, I don't see myself realistically working for someone past the age of 30. I'm going to say 33. But I don't even see myself working for someone for the rest of this year. But you can go ahead. Pardon me. I was just thought, like, it's just wild, working after what I just went through.
What did you go through?
The spiraling, breaking out in hives because I'm spiraling, stressed, like, overwhelmed, like, everything just bothering me. I'm inside, like, all day, going crazy. Doing everything but putting myself first. Yeah, I don't see myself working past this year. Honestly, like, my retirement don't look like their retirement. You can go ahead, my bad.
So
I'm passionate about this.
Not only that, and then I'm gonna ask y'all a question. I want to get y'all the facts that I just received first, and then we could jump into. We laying it all on the table, and then we could dive into who child
crazy.
So, typically in life, you're born, you work You retire.
Oh, you retire, then you die.
Then you die.
Some people don't even get to do that.
That's in the U.S. That's the U.S.
That's if you're lucky. That's the American plan.
That's the American plan. If you're on the American plan.
Lucky?
The American plan is you're born, you go to school, you work, you retire, you die. Okay? So, as of 2023, the average life expectancy at birth in the U.S. was 78.4 years, which increased. It increased from 2022.
Yeah, because people starting to eat differently. That I feel like that plays a part in it, going to therapy.
Maybe.
Taking better care. I feel like people taking better care of themselves now than they were.
But right now it's showing that the average life expectancy for 2025 is 79.40.
Okay. 10 years. Well, 14, 13 years.
No, if you retire at 67, you get 12 years.
Oh, because it's 68?
It's 79.
79.
What is
happening? I'm trying to give y'all the facts.
What the hell?
Okay. So you're born at zero, okay? You go to school at 5. Because, you know, pre-K. Yeah,
4 or 5.
Yeah.
I think 4.
4. Four. Until,
yeah, so 20 years.
You get your working papers at 14. So you can start working at 14. I don't know what these other states, but from all the states I've been in, 14 was the age. And then you still in school while you working. Mm-hmm. Unless you drop out. That's a whole nother story. We ain't.
But then you go back to school.
Oh, then you go back to school, get your GED.
No, I was talking about college.
Oh, that's still school. That's just school. Oh, that's just school.
I don't know what's happening. Sorry. Go ahead.
We was giving the two. There was American Plan A and American Plan B. Okay.
Okay.
And one of them, you still in school. The other one, you drop out of school. You go back to get your GED, which is more school, and then you go to college, and then you in the workforce. But you also might be in the workforce while you in college, because you got to work your way through college, because college is expensive in America. All right, let's get to the question. Okay, I've encountered a lot of people who are retired, and a lot of people don't like retirement. What do y'all even think about when it comes to retirement? What y'all think y'all gonna be doing?
When I say retirement, I'm talking about working for another job or corporation. I will continue to work, walk in purpose, purposely walk in purpose.
purposely walk in purpose.
Yeah, it's not going to be an accident. I'm not going to stumble upon. I'm be very intentional with what I'm doing. I'm not retiring from my purpose, but I will not be clocking into anybody's.
You won't be punching the clock.
Yeah. So like, I'll still be painting, selling my. I'm going to still be making money from my creative endeavors, my music, or my royalties. I own my masters. So it might come a time where I'm like, you know what? Let's use these masters. Okay. That's residual. That's passive income. So it's going to be real passive. I can still create art, but I'm going to have my businesses. So I don't necessarily see myself retiring or not, like, if I retire, I'm not working or not doing anything, spending my time on a beach. I'm not doing that, but I won't be punching into anybody's clock.
Okay, so your retirement is retirement from the American plan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And get on a breezy plane. Easy breezy lemon squeezy.
And what does retirement look like for you? Or what do you think of when you think of retirement?
So initially when I thought about retirement, I thought about how they described it in terms of you not doing nothing. But then the more I thought about it, like especially in music, don't nobody really retire from music. They just continue to make it. They be old and be making music. Or a lot of the creative endeavors, they don't really retire. I also don't think about not working for the American plan as retirement. I just think that I'm not working a regular job. That's all. Whenever I think of retirement, I typically think like I'm just, you know, the old me was thinking, I'm just an old man out here spreading wisdom. Hey, youngster. Hey, youngster. I'm trying to lead you to some water you gonna drink. That's what I would be thinking back in. That's what I thought back
in. Drink it.
It's spring water. It's gonna give you young. But yeah, that's what I used to think when I was. When I was like, I guess now I imagine it being more. I don't know, man. I just don't really think about retirement. It feels like an endpoint, and I don't know what that would mean. Mean for me? I mean, I'm always gonna be creating. I'm always gonna be just creating. So long as God has me here, I'm gonna be creating something. So I don't really know what it would look like now. I just know it's. I'm about to stop working a regular job anyway. So I'm.
Okay.
Yeah, that's how I see it.
So you don't even. So you look at retirement as retirement from the American plan. When you think about retirement, you like, I don't even got the American plan in mind because I canceled that thing out a long time ago. Mm-hmm. For me, when I think about retirement, I think I also think more so. Actually, I don't know what I think about. I don't know if I've ever really thought about retirement.
Yeah, I never did.
I think about getting off the American plan often, but I never look at it as retirement. I think because with retirement, a lot of times, like, you have your celebration, you know, you're like, okay, I'm entering the next phase, and you're just like, yeah. But for me, when I think about it, I just want to go. I want to go, like, this sounds weird because it sounds like I'm talking about death. I want to leave the American plan silently and just cut all ties and just be done, you know? That's what I'll be thinking about. Because, like I said before, I've met people who have retired, who are retired, and a lot of people who have retired are still working. Like, they are working, and they're working at these jobs because their Social Security doesn't pay them enough to pay their bills. Like, and that's, like, the simple truth. A lot of the people that I've encountered who have retired, I met an Uber driver. And some of it is because the Social Security isn't enough. But some of it is because they don't enjoy just sitting at home.
They need something to do.
So they're like, well, let me go out and work. Because a lot of people, they be forced to retire and they don't actually want to retire. Mm-hmm. But I think this also takes us back to the Ikigai conversation. Like about you talking about walking in your purpose and like having that freedom and stuff like that. A lot of people, once they retire, they're not thinking about the things that they enjoy. Cause I've been working for the past 60, 70 years. You just want me to just stop?
Yeah. My current self and my young adult self and my inner teenager been working.
Mm-hmm.
Like whether that be sports or actually job or actually school. I've been working. Now it's my time to do what I want to do, how I want to do it, and actually enjoy life. I don't think enough of us prioritize the enjoyment of life how we supposed to. But we're not here just to work. Like, if I do something for you, I should enjoy me doing something for you.
Mm-hmm.
Me being compensated handsomely is just icing on the cake. But I wanted to do this because I wanted to do this, not because I got bills to pay.
Mm.
I would love you. I would love for you to have
this thing.
A painting from me, or I would love for you to come experience my music at my event because I wanted you here,
right?
Not because I'm trying to keep the lights on. We not doing that. No, I want you to wear my clothes, not the clothes off my back, but I just released this collection, and I would love for you to have it because it's fire, and I think you will wear it well. Like, just stuff like that. And again, I will be compensated handsomely.
I didn't know what you wanted us to fill in the blank on. I was like, I will be free. I don't know. All right, yeah. So go ahead.
I was going to say, I think that it makes sense why a lot of people start off, they might go into retirement and pick up working because for the last 60 years, or let's say not 60, let's say 50 years, you've been, for 8 hours of your day has been occupied by something else, usually work. And that's a lot of time to not have allocated anything at all. So now you have to figure out what the heck am I about to do with these 8 hours, and then you're thinking about, well, I mean, I'm not at the age, especially if you didn't do the things that you wanted to do when you were younger, I'm not at the age where it's easy for me to do the things that I wanted to do when I was younger. So what am I supposed to do? Well, let me just get a job. Because that's the security, my bad to cut you off. Ronnie, the security, he retired already, but he was like, I was going crazy just sitting in the house and just watching TV all day, so I just came back to be security. And I was like, okay. Alright, that's interesting, but I understand that. Like, I love staying home just like everybody else. I love watching a good movie. There ain't enough TV for me to want to stay in the house for 10 years and do nothing besides just do nothing. Do nothing?
So like,
for 10 years? Because that's what they said. It was like, what, 79?
Yeah,
14
12, year, 12, you did 12 years?
12 years?
Mm-hmm. 12.4.
Yeah, nah.
Don't forget
nah.
The
point
four.
Nah.
You might live longer, you know? Yeah.
And then again, living longer and then not knowing and having nothing to do for longer? Let you live for another 40 years doing nothing?
So do y'all equate retirement to actual freedom?
I feel like they two different things, but it just depends on the mindset. I feel like people use different words for what they consider to be retirement and what freedom is. I would say retirement allows you, actually, they two different things. You could still be working and be free.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
I will still be working, not for other people. I'll be in partnership with other people, but I'm not working for nobody. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I will not, I'm going to say this here, on this land. I will not go into 2026 working for someone else. I'll be working with people in conjunction with partnering with people, but I'm not working for other people. Stand on that. Stamp that. Clip that up.
All right. Do you?
That's fine.
Do you equate it to?
No, I think those are two totally different things. I mean, some people get a level of freedom from retirement because they've been working for all the time and they feel this is the first time that they can do whatever they want. I'm not one of those individuals. I'm gonna do what I want now. Ooh, I'm not waiting. Yeah, I'm just not doing that. But I also don't, some things I don't equate as work. Like when I was in school, I didn't consider work at the time. I also didn't consider sports work for me because I just love playing sports. But in terms of working a traditional job, nah, that's done. That's not freedom.
Yeah. I've been working since I was 14. So putting in overtime, which is against my religion now.
Mm-hmm.
Against
my value.
Come on. But
I'm going to need you to say something, baby.
I don't think the two are the same thing. I also think that it is okay to retire from something and do something else. Mm-hmm. Because I think that we look at, like you said earlier, you said retirement sounds like the end. And a lot of times we equate retirement as basically like the end of life as we know it. And it doesn't have to be that. Like, retirement can literally be the new start. But I do think that you can be free at any point in your life. I feel like we are very much free and we tell ourselves that we're not. And I realized that a few weeks ago, I think we talked about it on the podcast, or maybe it was in book club.
Probably.
It was in book club. Y'all, I'm going to put the link for book club in the description too. Join the book club. We're reading this book and I was saying that the freedom that we're searching for oftentimes is a feeling and not an actual thing. We treat it like it's a destination. Like, we treat a lot of things like they're a destination or like they're the end all be all. And once I get this thing or once I get to this place, then everything's just going to change. When it's like, nah, the freedom that you're searching for is some type of feeling, whether it's a level of joy that you don't often allow yourself to experience. For me, I realized it was a level of relief and just like, I don't have to think or worry or stress about anything. And I know everything's already paid for. I'm just free. I can frolic. I can go do whatever, whenever. all of that stuff. So I think we can be free, and it's not going to look the same for everybody in every moment. But we tell ourselves that we can't be. And then we tell ourselves that retirement, that's when I'm going to be free.
Yeah. Earlier when y'all brought up this topic, it made me think about, I really feel like it was last Saturday or last Sunday when I had cooked. I was walking down the steps and I was like just singing some happy tune. And then I just started thinking, oh, because I was listening to house music. Yo, I was listening to house music and immediately I was like, oh, Uncle Eric's house, we used to cook out, mm-hmm. had the house music going and having such an amazing time. It's Sunday night. It's almost time to go to bed. And I was like, gotta work tomorrow? Like, this is what people do? Like, they have an amazing day, mm-hmm. not thinking nothing about work. And then in a split second, it's like, mm-hmm. that's why people live for the weekend. Mm-hmm. I want to live fully every day like it's an amazing day, because it is an amazing day. I have all the opportunities in the world. I do what I want, when I want, how I want. And I'm happy. I'm joyous, fulfilled. I'm giving, I'm receiving. I don't want to feel like that. Mm-hmm. Like, I was so happy, and I had the thought of disgust as soon as I'm like, oh, I got to go to work. Like,
disgust. Like,
this is what adulthood is. You can have it back. Now I understand Peter Pan and Neverland.
Nah, he was a...
Yeah, nasty man. Boy. Mm. Nasty story.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But I understand the idea of the cartoon and never wanting to grow up.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that was nasty.
I feel like on the flip side, well, I mean, the irony is that we watched movies like that, but we were racing to grow up, not realizing what we were walking into. Yeah,
I think that's because we were racing because we thought that was freedom, right? And a lot of that came from, we're looking at adults and it looks like they have it all together, but we're also looking at them like, oh, they can just leave when they want to, and they can come back when they want to, and they can tell me what to do. I wouldn't tell them what to do.
We also think they like 6 feet, 6'5".
Yeah, like these are giants.
Giants, they tall.
Yeah, like,
then you grow up and like, what up, little man?
But like, you think that adulthood is this magical place where you just have all this freedom, and because you have parents telling you what to do or adults telling you what to do, you feel like you're not free. But we don't realize now we were free. We were very free.
Still are very free. It's just a mindset. You just gotta shift your perspective.
Yeah. I think when you're a kid, you want to be free from rules. You want to be free from responsibility. And I think, I mean, now as an adult, a lot of us want to still be free from responsibility, but I think when you're a kid, that's what you're looking for. You're like, I don't want to follow these rules. These rules are stupid. I don't want to do X, Y, and Z. And we're looking at our parents or adults, and it's like, you guys don't have to follow the rules because you're making the rules. So I want to be like you. I want to be able to do X, Y, and Z. And we don't, because you know the prefrontal cortex ain't
there.
You know, it's still smooth, but so we still. So we're looking at it, we're not seeing the cost of what freedom is. We're just seeing all of the benefits of what supposed freedom is. And it's like, that's freedom, but also being free to not have to make a choice, to be able to just play and have somebody else tell you when to come back home. That's a level of freedom. We just don't see it as that, because we're like, oh, like, we don't have it. And typically when you looking at something that you don't have, you want it, because it's like, I feel like I don't have it, so I want that. And so now that we're not baby us anymore,
we want that back.
Yeah, we like, nah, I don't, I can't. What you mean? I have to go to work today. Like, there was a time when you had to go to school, and I mean, you probably felt the exact same way. But it's like, but at least I see my friends.
Yeah, even with that, like, you get to see your friends. You still don't have to, like, you get to see your friends, and it's the schoolwork, like the classwork, is the only real responsibility. You got to make the bus. Make sure you catch that bus and do your best not to get in trouble.
Then you get to play
class.
Sports after and stuff too.
But so, just for y'all, I was curious. School didn't feel like work to y'all? Because I did not enjoy any of that.
Oh,
I enjoyed the sports and the friends. The schoolwork was annoying.
School was treacherous in Jersey. Like, the work, I was struggling.
It was easy.
Once we moved, it was cake. So, like, I thoroughly enjoyed school from 5th grade, 6th grade, 7th grade. After that, I was like, yeah, this is bull. I enjoyed playing the sports, though, but...
But it did, so it didn't feel like work for you then?
5th, 6th, and 7th grade, no. I was dancing in class and everything. I was having the time of my life. Had friends. Having a good time. And then once I stopped liking school, all that fell by the wayside. I was just an athlete at that point. I was subscribing to the American plan. I'm giving that back. Y'all can have that back.
Did I not? I don't know. I think school wasn't hard. Like, it wasn't hard
for me. See, when I told you I was competing. It wasn't hard for them. Mm-hmm. I was struggling. Once I got to Delaware, I was like, that's what I'm saying.
In Jersey, I was writing mad book reports and stuff like that. In Delaware, I don't recall ever writing a book report. Actually, I have written a book report in Delaware. But, like, it was way easier in Delaware. So, I'm just like...
Okay, yeah. I went to Jersey, and, I mean, they moved me up. So, I was... They put me in the regular classes, and they moved me to the honors classes.
That's what it was. Yeah. Jason had me in honors class.
Me too. Yeah. I was in honors class.
I had AC.
And then it always felt like work. I didn't want to study. I didn't want to do any of the homework. The only parts of school that I wanted to do, I was excited about gym. I was excited about sports. And I was excited about hanging out with my friends.
And lunchtime.
Yeah, lunchtime. And it's like, That's the stuff that I was excited about, but there was always a level of work. That's why I was asking if school didn't seem like work to y'all, because the exact same thing. Now it's just 8 hours of being with people of varying ages, and they're weirdos now.
I feel like it's
college felt like work.
It's more responsibility on us now, because you're not a child anymore, so you have more. It's really just bills. You got more stuff. I don't even have to be here. But I'm choosing to be here so I can pay these bills. Once the bills is done with, then I feel like I'll be a child again. I'll be childlike.
But
they will be, because I'm reading a book. She's going to post.
She's gonna put the link somewhere.
Somewhere. It's not gonna be on the screen. It's gonna be in the description. I'm reading a book called "I Will Teach You to Be Rich" by Ramit Sethi, and I'm automating my finances. So, in a sense, the bills are still gonna be there, but I'm not gonna have to worry about them, because the influx of cash that's coming in through my creative endeavors, which I am systemizing, right? Y'all following? The influx of cash that's coming in, and I'm investing. And it's going to get to a point where my investments are making me a lot more. Y'all heard Myron, the baby bee. Not the baby bee, but the baby money. I want to spend my baby money, let my mama money and my papa money make some more baby money for me. But, yeah, it's going to be a point where my investments is making so much money where I don't have to work anymore. And my creative endeavors are going to make so much money for me where I'm not worried about. I'm not thinking about rent or mortgage or the bills. They there, but they don't seem like they there because I'm good.
You have a thought?
I was just going to say, will the bills ever actually be done? Not saying that they won't be paid, but like, even if you live in a place, you still got to set up your water and your electric. And those are still bills. And then, like, if you're streaming or you got to get the Wi-Fi, okay? You got to pay for the Wi-Fi. Even if you pay for the whole year, it's still a bill. So my question was, will the bills ever stop?
I haven't made it to a point where the bills stop, but I feel like it's at some point, the bills can stop if you want them to stop.
So you won't have any, you're going to live off the grid. I got it.
Mm-hmm. RV.
Mm-hmm. No RV.
Oh, my bad. Gas. You need gas. That'll be a bill. Gas. Pardon me. I'm just. But now, the reason I'm. And I was asking because, like, how is that any different than school when you had 8 classes? You always. It felt like there was no really end to. As soon as you ended doing homework for this class, got a little bit of a break. And then what's happening next semester? You right back in it. And it's like. How is that any different than doing work for other people?
I feel like it's just the level of responsibility. I mean, you got responsibility. A lot of kids don't necessarily hold themselves accountable for, or even know that I'm choosing to be here, or I'm choosing to do this. This path was chosen for me. As an adult, it's like, dang, I'm choosing to get up every day and go to this place. Either I'm going to allow myself to be miserable, or I'm going to allow myself to have a good time, or I'm going to allow myself to continue this cycle, or I'm going to create new habits or new cycles. It's you doing the things to create whatever existence or whatever reality that you are experiencing or and want to experience. So it's all on you. As a child, it's all on you, but you don't know that it's all on you.
So now you're saying you have an awareness that it's on you.
Mm-hmm. That frontal lobe, that thing.
So it feels different.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like work.
Yeah.
Because now you know you have to make the decision.
It feels like work because the title is work. Like, it's not school. Like, I'm not going to school. It's like, that's, I'm going
but
to
that's,
work.
But that's like...
it sounds different.
All right, so, but then... then if you just took the change the name of the work that you... If you changed the name of work to school, would you have a better experience now?
Nah, because...
What are we talking about?
It's probably just because of where I work. I work by myself. When I'm in school, like... Okay, work now, it might feel like ISS.
Mm.
If I'm the only person in ISS, it's just me and the monitor.
Okay.
If it was school, it's me and my friends.
And the monitor.
And the monitor.
Yeah. And I get that part, but to me, it just, like, the work is the same... It's just the same in school. Like, I didn't want to go and learn AP macroeconomics. I just was like, this is the class they told me that I got it. I didn't feel like taking the social studies at the time. These are the classes that I took. So it's like that portion to me always felt like work still. And I was and then I was like, I wanted to be free from schoolwork. Now it'd be like I want to be free from working a traditional job, but it's like it feels like it's always a sense of like you're always going to be working, but like why are we always looking for freedom from the thing that we're currently doing?
You saying that, it made me think of, I feel like it was more of a sense of balance going to school opposed to like working as an adult, because when you work as an adult, a lot of times it's just work. At least for me, I'm not gonna speak for nobody else. For me, it was work. In school, I was working. I was also playing sports. I also had breaks: summer break, winter break, fall break, breaks on holidays. Okay. I don't know the last time I had a holiday off without taking off.
But that's what I was gonna say. To be honest, it just sounds like
slavery.
That wasn't what I was going to do at all. I was gonna say it sounds like, one, you just set up like
terrible system that I fell on.
Yeah. But to a degree, it sounds like, one, all right, with school, they just set up the amount of breaks and playtime and work that you have to do. And with that, when you're an adult, you just have to decide, when am I going to go see my friends? When am I going to take a vacation? When am I going to just sit down and play? It just sounds like you gotta set up your system like you was back in school. That's what it sounds like. And everything will be happy.
Everything will be happy because I shifted my mindset. I'm no longer in lack. When you're in lack, when you're coming from a lack mindset, I don't have enough to set up a break. I don't have enough to give myself a break. I don't have enough for a vacation. I don't really have enough to go see my friends. We're adults now. We still could go to the park and do free things.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people, they don't be doing... people be doing free stuff. And I love y'all that be doing free stuff. So come talk to me. If y'all be doing free stuff, if y'all do stuff that costs money, come talk to me too, because I'm no longer in lack. But also... that's another conversation. But the lack mindset keeps you from... Yeah, it goes back to mindset. I'm going to just say, leave it at that. Go back to mindset.
You had a thought. I was gonna say. So, you said college felt like work for you, right? For me, college felt way more free than high school, middle, all of the other ones, because I got a chance to pick my schedule. And I'm like, I'm looking at my schedule, I'm like, oh, I can go to class at 2 o'clock? That's fine. I ain't about to go to class till 2. I'm sleeping in. 8 a.m. for what? Who's doing that?
College felt like work for me. Well, because I had to take physics again. And also, it didn't feel like work like in a how work feels now. It just felt like more work than previous school. Like, it wasn't as easy. It was more challenging for me. I think that part of it might have been making my own decisions. Like, the more responsibility, like Breeze was saying, it made it feel a little bit more like work. It wasn't difficult, but it did feel like work for me. Especially because I did the honors program and I had to do an honors thesis. Mm-hmm. So that felt like work. Mm-hmm. So, and then we were in different organizations and all that stuff. There was a lot of play. This was something that I realized for myself. It was either yesterday or this morning when I was writing my morning pages. But I realized that I'm the type of person, because I was thinking about how much I used to play sports and how much I used to be outside compared to now. And I was like, oh, I'm the type of person, I need to work hard and play hard. That's the balance that I actually need. Like, the freedom, like the relief and all that stuff, that freedom came from me playing hard. So me having outside interests and me making sure whether somebody is doing something free or not, like, I can go to the park myself and do something. Mm-hmm. And I can invite who I want to invite. And if they want to come, they can come. And if they don't, that's fine. But I need to make sure that I have my moments of play and I have my moments of what I feel like freedom is for me. Because I've been talking for these past few months about, like, I just need to be in the sun. I need to be in the sun. I need to be in the sun. And I just was still not going outside because I was so tired, to the point where now, after the 10-day reset that we did, I make a point to go outside on my lunch. Well, not my lunch break. I'd be outside, but I'd be in my car because I need to eat. But on my shorter breaks, I go outside and I just walk, or I just stand in the sun, because there's a lot of trees, but then there's also just a lot of sunlight where I'm at. So I just stand there, because where I work at don't got no windows.
Like a plant.
Yeah, pretty much. And people be like, because I also be real cold inside. So then when I be outside, I will still have on a hoodie and stuff like that. But I'll be like, I need to be in the sun. I don't care. I'm not taking this off because I'm only going to be out here for 15 minutes. And they'd be like, I don't understand how you walking around with that. Don't mind your business.
Don't worry about me.
I'm good. Work. Right. I'm good. Okay. I'm getting my sunlight. But having that, I think that there is you got to find the moments of freedom with where you are now. Because that gives, or at least for me, it gave me the clarity to start seeing what I want to move toward and what I want my life to look like more and more of. So if I know that even when we went outside and we was playing basketball 2 weekends ago, and I was like, I ain't no basketball player, okay?
I'm a basketball
player. I'll be playing that basketball.
Freshman of the year, like a basketball player.
So... But we was outside playing basketball, and I just did not care how I looked. I was missing shots. I was learning how to do layups, because I never learned how to actually do a layup. But I was just outside, and I enjoyed it so much. I was like, I want every weekend to be like this. I want more of my days to feel like this. And so I'm going to do what I need to do to make sure that happens, because now it's just my responsibility to incorporate whatever freedom I feel like I need to have in my schedule.
Yeah, I learned recently that it's important for me to work hard, but play harder.
Mm-hmm.
So even when I'm working, the things that I do, the things that I am doing, and like that will be work, are things that I actually enjoy doing. So I'm having fun. What I would actually consider to be work is like the administrative stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the stuff that nobody want to do. But or the stuff that I would give to my assistant to do. But like as far as the painting and designing, actually making music, recording, all this other stuff, the stuff that I'm doing, that's play to me. Me being outside with friends, meeting up with people, having a good time, actually being outside, that's fun to me. Performing is fun to me. Just being amongst people, that's play. But the administrative stuff will be at work. But I'm doing all this play, whether that be, I don't even want to call it work. Maybe that be my career path, my creative endeavors, or just hanging out. But still making sure that I'm getting the work done so I can continue to play.
Well, I think that it's okay for that stuff to be work. And like for me, I need stuff that's completely separate from me doing any type of work to be my play, is what I realized. Because if I keep calling my passion projects just play, it's like then I never give myself the opportunity to just go outside and not doing anything. That's what I realized for myself. Because if I guess I have to categorize things accordingly. So there is work on the American plan.
We don't subscribe to this. But if you do, kudos to you. Run it up.
We're unsubscribing from the American plan. There is work for my passion projects. But then there's just play. Like I just do whatever, whether I'm outside, whether I'm inside playing a game on my phone, whether I am just sitting and doing nothing, or I'm baking or whatever. I have to start separating the things so that I can make sure I have the balance in my life. Because I feel like mislabeling or miscategorizing things has caused me to be overwhelmed and work a little too much.
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't do it. I'm doing my best not to. I just don't like calling things that I enjoy doing work. I don't, whether it's music, whether like I'm tired of calling that work, because I don't, in the same way Reese was just talking about, like the connotation when I think about work, it's something that I never really want to do. Mm-hmm. And you know, and the only time I ever enjoy work is when you work out. That's the only time it ever. Blah. But in terms of
training.
Yeah, but in terms of work, whether it was school work, whether it's like I just putting work attached to things that I like to do makes me feel like there's an obligation, and it feels like I don't have a choice. And I think for me, when I think about freedom, I think of a lot of freedom for me is the ability to say no. And if I feel like I can't say no, it feels like I don't have freedom to it. Freedom in general. And so like I want to be able to be like, what do I want to play in this scenario, or do I want to play here? It's like if it feels like it's work, that means that I have to do it and I have a responsibility to do it, and there's no way out of me doing it. That kind of thing. Not saying that I always need a way out, but
I guess my thing is I need a different word other than play also. Like, I think that there is a middle ground, and I don't know what the word is. I think that there is a middle ground between stuff that you're passionate about versus play versus work, which could be like the administrative stuff like you were saying, or things that you would hire someone else to do. I just don't know what the word is. But I think for me, I would need some other word that's in between all of that it means that I'm doing what is required for the things that I'm passionate about.
Yeah, I would say maybe responsibility, maybe.
But that feels like that feels heavier than work to, for me.
True. I can see that. I mean, I also think that's because when you were a kid, your parents was like, got responsibilities, yeah, got chores, got that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that. But it makes it feel like that, like chore, like so. If there is some other word, if anyone out there has another word, please drop it in the comments.
So, question, just random question, since we're talking about freedom and retirement and stuff. What would y'all define freedom as for you guys? Because I know I said for me it was having the ability to say no to something, or to say yes, but really to say no.
I equate freedom with, this was an answer that I said a little while ago, but I equate freedom with the ability to lead with love in whatever you're doing. So it looks different in different scenarios. So leading with love might be being honest with yourself or being honest with others, but still being able to be kind. I think that it's leading with love is being able to say yes to the things that you love to do and being able to say no to the things that you have no interest in ever doing. Just living a life full of love in the way that each moment dictates or needs, if that makes sense. So I think that having the freedom to do that, it also goes with not feeling constantly obligated to do things that you don't want to do or be with people that you don't want to be with. Or be on the American plan. Okay, I said, all right. Unless you want to be. Sorry.
I would say, for me, freedom is having the courage enough to create a life that you will be proud of.
That's good. Y'all real insightful. You got to follow?
No, obviously, you said the courage to create a life
that you're proud of.
That you're proud of. That's freedom. Okay.
Thank you guys for your contributions to the conversation. I don't have anything else to add on top of that. What?
I was going to say, I also think the word that maybe that'll help you would be task.
I was going to say create. Creating time. Creativity time.
So I was saying, like, you have time for play, you have time for work, and you have time for tasks. Like, in maybe, I don't know.
Maybe. You said creativity time. Creative tasks. I like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. But also, you drop it in comments.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So in the video that I initially talked about, he said he sold his house. This man is 31. He sold his house in Chicago. He bought an RV. He's living by the beach. We don't know if it's a nice RV. We don't know if it's a not nice RV. He didn't show it, okay? We just know he was living in an RV, eating his cashews. That's all we got. So, if the opportunity presents itself, would you sell everything and just get an RV and just live in that and travel and stuff like that?
I wouldn't get an RV. But I would sell everything. And... yeah, sell everything. I might not get a house, but I would have a living structure. That's not on wheels.
You don't want to be like on the go. Like, you don't want to be having like your bed on the go and like.
Nah.
Like, you know what? I want to see the sunset in my bed. Staten Island sunset in my bed. Nobody wants Staten Island.
I like to lay my head on solid ground.
The ground is gonna be solid. Just the
RV.
The house is not. I mean, the house is solid, but
the
it's
house
movable.
Will be on solid.
It got move. It can move. You know what I'm saying? Maneuverability.
You can buy one of them houses on Amazon.
I like being able to call maintenance.
Oh.
To fix whatever needs to be.
You can
fixed.
Call maintenance. They just not gonna be called maintenance. You know what I'm saying?
I want it to already be built into.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
He called maintenance. His phone started ringing.
my business phone.
God dang it!
But yeah,
I'm only breaking.
I would sell everything and just start from scratch. But yeah, I'm not buying no RV.
Would you feel like that was freedom? The freedom you were looking for?
Selling everything and starting over. Not necessarily, because I'm still starting over to pay some bills.
Well, I mean, let's say the RV is solar powered.
I'm not getting the RV.
I forgot. Listen, they have some nice RV. They got the $1 million mobile home. Have you ever seen the $1 million?
They be hooking these RVs up.
Have you seen Will Smith's $1 million mobile home?
I saw the Millers.
Oh man, they got AC and it look amazing.
I'm just saying, you don't gotta start over to pay bills.
But is it the freedom that I'm looking for? The only way is the freedom that I'm looking for is if I'm creating a life that I'll be proud of. If I'm just starting over to start over and doing the same things that I was doing before I sold everything, is I could have just stayed in this same cycle because I'm really about to start the cycle over. I would just be in a movable. If it's up to y'all, I'm gonna be in a movable house.
Gotta be able to be adaptable. Mover. You know what I'm saying? You just keep the moving, bang it on up.
You.
No, I'm not doing it. I don't want to. I'm not an RV kind of guy.
No, nah, but did you see Will Smith's $1 million RV?
I did.
AC, flat screens.
Yep. It looks amazing. I'm just not the RV kind of individual per se. I would, you know. Plus the idea of driving everywhere. After the door dashing for a year, I don't even really like driving for more than 15 minutes if I don't have to. Like, if there's an option for me to not drive, that and I don't have to have, I don't even want other people to drive for me. I just, I'm okay. I'm okay.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I'm okay. I've never been in an RV, so I'm not 100% sure how it goes, but I'd feel better
on a house. Solid ground. Hey, don't you guys get, like, a special license to drive your RV?
I don't think so.
You can use a regular license.
I think so. It's like driving a van.
You don't need
a big RV. Will Smith's $1 million RV.
Well, you don't gotta get one that big.
Listen, if they can let you drive a U-Haul, an 18-foot U-Haul with a regular license, they can probably let you drive a RV. Mm-hmm. Probably. But to a degree, I kind of feel like you might be onto something. I feel like somewhere in my driver's ed book, I'm recalling some kind of special ID. Maybe it was in Jersey. I don't know. I'm just...
It's coming back to me. So regular license and just...
I feel like there was a whole section somewhere in there about different kind of vehicle licenses.
You're probably thinking of like a CDL or a license to get a motorcycle.
Yeah, I am going to get a motorcycle license and a motorcycle.
Maybe that's what it was. Maybe I'm thinking a motorcycle license.
Yeah.
Who knows?
But I don't think you got to do that in every state. Because people just be popping up with motorcycles. And I'd be like, did you take a test to get this? Because I don't like you driving a regular car. How do you get a motorcycle? But that's a different podcast episode.
I meant to ask. Oh, you answer your question.
Oh, wow.
Miss RV.
Oh, wow. Vroom, vroom.
Vroom, vroom.
You want your living room to have wheels?
You have windows.
I haven't experienced $1 million RV. I haven't experienced a small RV. But from what I see in the movies, I think I'll pass. If it was $1 million, because pretty much like the $1 million RVs, it basically like kind of like a tour bus a little bit, but it'd be like they'd be fixing them things up. They'd be hooking it up. It'd be like it'll extend this stuff and it'd be long.
Nah, because I'm just thinking to myself, like, if you boot my RV, I'm going to be mad. Like, I'll come out and park it in the wrong section real quick. You booted my house, bro. What the heck? I'm supposed to go out and get my growth. What are we doing? I'm supposed to leave next week. Like, booting my... That's crazy.
Can't leave.
Told y'all I was going to be in and out. Yeah. That's funny, man. Yeah. I don't want no RV. I'm getting a bike, though. Motorcycle.
I was going to say, don't you have a...
I was going to say to live on, but I get it.
I did have a question for you. You were saying freedom is you being able to create the life you're proud of. So, based on that definition, do you feel freedom now?
I'm walking into freedom.
That was good.
Explain further. I'm just curious. Because I thought it was like the act of you creating it.
It was the courage to create. I'm not as courageous as I think I need to be to create the life that I'll be proud of. I'm in the process of creating the life that I'm gonna be proud of, but I feel like I'm missing some courage to just get out there and go.
What will make you more courageous?
Just doing more things to prove to myself that I am who I say I am, or the things are tangible. Everything that I want isn't just a hope and a dream. It's like, nah, we actually doing this, and we doing it.
You know what that reminds me of? Our episode on confidence versus self-esteem. I'll link that up here.
We almost went 2 episodes.
I had to do one. But, okay. I get that. I get that. I definitely get that.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever say, you said what freedom was to you?
I just want to make sure. Yeah. Okay, cool, I went second.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
To lead with love.
Lead with love. Lead.
I feel like you need freedom to be able to do that and to recognize what that means in each situation that you're in.
So do you feel like you have that currently?
I feel like I'm walking into freedom. Oh, man. I do feel like I have that currently, but because I'm still learning what it looks like for me, and like I'm experiencing it in a variety of situations, and it's a matter of choosing. I think that all of our, what we said, is pretty much us having to choose. So yours was the ability to say no.
Yeah, and to say yes, but
say yes or say no. Yours was the courage to create the life that you want to live, and that requires you making decisions to enhance the courageousness. And then for me, it's choosing to be love and extend love in moments where maybe I don't even feel like I'm appreciated or loved, or to extend love to myself in the moments where I feel like I need that for me. So I think that I have it. I'm learning to appreciate it, and I'm learning to understand what that means and looks like in my life so that I can continue to exude it, because sometimes it's unclear to me and it causes me to, I guess, shrink back a little bit here and there, if that makes sense. So I do feel like I have it. I just am learning it. Yeah, I'm learning it. Thank you. I appreciate that. What about you? Do you feel like you have it? You said yours was the ability to say no.
Yeah, I think I do. I think sometimes I don't realize I have it. And I think that's what usually stumps me, because I'll feel like I can't say no. I can't make the final call. And so me understanding that I always do, but knowing that I don't always feel like it, it's just a matter of me figuring out how to convince my body that I always do. Because most of the time, it's like, I know it intellectually, like, all right, yeah, nah, I don't have to be here. I can leave at any point. But my body's like, yeah, we're not about to hold your horses. You, as much as you want to leave, it's stable. Oh, come on. That's a ball.
Horses.
Come on. Come on, man. So it's like, yeah, I think I do have it. Just sometimes I'm not aware.
You're walking into freedom.
I'm walking out the stable.
Come on. Come on, Jesus. The songs! I had to do it. Hallelujah. I'm going to let y'all go. So do y'all have any final thoughts on retirement versus freedom?
Freedom is a mindset. If you shift your perspective, you can experience freedom wherever you are.
That was like when I did the other episode. Okay. Any more thoughts on freedom? Yeah, I think freedom and retirement are different. I think you can be free before you retire. And you can also find freedom in your retirement. But I think you don't have to retire to be free. I think you can be free right now. It's up to you.
Now, what they're saying is, don't wait till the battle is over.
Come on.
Shout now. Mm-hmm. You can have freedom today. Just figure out what that looks like for you. You too can be free at any moment if you see. Get low. All right.
Don't make me get the tambourine out of it.
All right. So we'll see below. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. Now, as we end this episode, we just want to say thank you for joining us for another episode of the Gray Area Podcast.
That's funny.
The songs!
My.
I'm Shaquoia D.
Bad mind breathing in ear.
It's your boy Damani.
And don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Let us know in the comments what your thoughts are on freedom. Do you feel free right now, or you feel like you need to get into retirement first? Let us know. Also, if you want to watch this podcast live and early, subscribe to our Patreon. The links are in the description below. And Breeze and Damani both released a song recently. Have you heard it?
Been upon the lonely road. I'm holding on, Lord, holding on, so.
Make sure y'all check those out. They will be on the screen in just a moment. And they're also linked in the description. But in the meantime, if you like this episode, you're going to love the one that's linked over here on the screen. We will see you guys next week.
Adios.
Stay blessed. Stay black, people. And get that airy fairy shit about it. I need you to say that shit plainly. Say it plainly.
Thank you for coming to another episode of the Gray Area Podcast.
Gray Area. You didn't say that part.
Right, you say what?
And know yourself. Know your worth. Jukebox, give me another jam.
Get on my face. Get on my motherfucking face.
Please.
Push the goddamn button.